Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, revive the church today, and all God's people say,
Amen.
Today we do celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit in its historical context, and God coming to each of us, remembering coming each to us in our baptism. Question, are we open to God's guidance, or has the promise become just a bit of church jargon that we sometimes don't understand? Can you feel the Spirit moving? Can you feel the Spirit moving? Some confuse the Holy Spirit with conscience, the ability to know what is right and wrong. But that's not the biblical understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit Jesus sends will continue his teaching on a far greater scale than he could as one person locked in time and space. So he says, it is to our advantage that he goes so that he can send the Spirit who is not bound by mortal flesh. He goes on to say, the Spirit will testify on my behalf. The first thing the Holy Spirit does is to create faith in us. The Holy Spirit makes us aware that we cannot on our own come to love God or even live in relationship with him. Rather, it's because God loves us and made a way for us to come to him, and that way is Jesus. A person of faith will say, my life is not my own, for I was bought with a price by God's only Son, who gave his life that I might have life abundantly. Can you feel the Spirit moving? We do not come to faith full grown. Rather, faith is a lifelong journey guided by the Spirit. For Luke and Elijah and for Stephen this day, making their faith statements, making the promises today, those will be a part of their lifelong journey as it is for us. And on this journey, the Spirit calls us to question, to wrestle, and deeply think about what it means to live as God's kingdom people. The Spirit always calls us into community with others. And for those three young men, as well as for every one of us, there are going to be different voices that are going to try to distract us. Our journey, as we are tempted to be distracted, is not always forward moving. There are voices that will tell us we don't need church. Mark Powell, one of our theologians, in his book, Loving Jesus, shares this encounter with a young man. The young man says, I am filled with Jesus. I love Jesus more than anything else. And out of curiosity, Dr. Powell asked, well, what church do you attend? Church, the young man answered, what does church have to do with loving Jesus? I don't need church to love Jesus. Church is boring. Dr. Powell then kind of went on and says, let me get this straight. You say you love Jesus more than anything. You wonder you'll do anything for Jesus. Would you die for Jesus? Oh, yes, the young man was quick to answer. I would do anything for Jesus. I love Jesus so much. So Dr. Powell went on, well, you would die for Jesus, but you won't be bored 1 hour a week for him? The point he was making, we have it all backwards if we judge worship as just another commodity in life's supermarket of experiences. If we don't get out at what we think we should, then why invest our precious time? That's the mindset of a consumer society. Dr. Powell goes on to write, this is not how I was raised. I never thought about what I would get out of worship. My mother would say all week, every hour of the day, God is constantly giving us his love and care. On Sunday, it is our turn to give back to God by worshiping him. He goes on to write then, if the young man put his enthusiasm for Jesus into his worship, he would soon discover he was getting more back than what he was giving. There are always going to be the voices of distracting us from worshiping our God, but the Spirit always calls us into the community of faith, and I believe it is for our good. God does not need our worship. Rather, we need to worship, and we need to be connected with each other regularly. You see, here's the thing. We need to take the focus off ourselves. Can you feel the Spirit moving? There is simply no such thing as a believer having nothing to contribute to God's church. And there is no such thing as one member being more important than another member. What does our sign say this week? It's been a long time since I quizzed you, huh? Together is a wonderful place to be. If we really believe that and really feel that to be true, we will feel the Spirit moving. If we really believe, and if we really ask ourselves, what is God calling me to do for the good of His church? If we believe there are no unimportant tasks, that all work in God's place is holy work, God will bless the time we give back. If we feel the Spirit moving, it is the work of the Holy Spirit who brings us together for the good of the kingdom. The Spirit moves, and faith is born within us. The Spirit moves, and we are called into the family of God. The Spirit moves, and we are given gifts for the sake of God's kingdom. The Spirit moves, and our hearts and our minds and our hands are open to be lifting each other up and sharing in His work. The Spirit moves, and we are filled with the joy that He intends for us. We live, we move, and have our being. Come, Holy Spirit, and revive us again. And all God's people say, amen.